In Mexico, it's not just the number of reporters that get killed, it's the number that get coerced or flee. That's astounding. I mean, you know, the freedom of the press isn't functional there, at least at the moment. But how that impinges on the U.S. press is beyond me. I haven't seen any, read any reports of American reporters getting machine gunned. And so what I'm saying is I have no idea why the press just repeats things. I'm astounded in Arizona that they're finally questioning anything. The Arizona Republic did state when the governor said that, the current governor, Janet Brewer, said they're finding severed heads in the desert here, that they checked with every morgue on the border and there had been no severed heads. That's an advance. And, of course, her claim is preposterous and baseless, just like her claim that the pollos coming north are actually mules for the drug industry, since there's about 500,000 coming through the Tucson sector every year. There must be some warehouse the size of several football fields just to stack all their loads, given her assumption. But,
You write about ICE chests full of severed heads that were sent.
Yeah, they're in the Mexican press, photographed.
Yeah, I mean, so that's active, and so you believe that really happened, even though this we're talking about this instance. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have any doubt that happened. Actually, I know. In that instance, I knew a reporter in that area around Asunción.
Uh huh.
That's not the issue. What I don't know is who put the heads in the chest and what it means.
What do you think it means?
Depends on the murder. You know, what you do on a murder is you start from the body and move out. It depends on the murder. I'll give you an example the U.S. press hasn't touched. On the morning of July 4th, during the Mexican election, in Juarez, was burned alive. I even see no mention of that in the American press. There's photographs of it in the Mexican press. But I have no idea why she was burned alive or who burned her alive. Nor do I think I'll ever find out. In fact, the Mexican press has never printed her name or identifier.
Could it be something simple like a message sent to Teto Murguia or to the opposition party or to voters that wanted to go out and cast the ballot? Is it not that clean is what I'm asking?
Well, look at it. There is an explanation. Someone went to the time and trouble of kidnapping somebody, burning them alive. Someone had a reason. But what I'm saying is, I have no idea why it happened. I have no idea why it was either four or six people were hung from various bridges in Ciudad Chihuahua election day.